Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. A quick one right here on a Friday night. Everybody's feeling all right, right? Everybody's feeling good coming off of a huge win in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, the last time I was with you, we were mourning the death of another Yankees season. Yes, the whole show was a funeral. We talked about the game. We talked about the season that was. And we talked about what's going to happen next. Well, we don't have to talk about any of that tonight. But I say that to set up this. Coming off the disappointment of the Yankee season, New York City needed somebody to pick us up. A lot of Yankee fans double as Giants fans from the history or just it being passed down in your family. And I thought I saw a lot of Yankee fans that were at that last Yankee game picking up and going to Thursday Night Football saying, I'm ready. I'm ready for more pain. Any given Thursday, you got to love the NFL. And if you're an NFL fan, you had to love that game last night. The only people that didn't love that game were Eagles fans. And the Eagles are probably my number one, like, least favorite team. I think early in the season as they were winning, I'm like, come on, enough with the Eagles. When they beat the Rams, I got on air, I'm like, can we stop with the Eagles finding a way to win? I love that they've got issues over there. I love that they've got A.J. Brown crying and can't get him the ball he wants out. This is a Super Bowl hangover. This is the defending champs. And as I showed up yesterday to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and I was literally thinking, I'm like, how many times have I been here? I'm like, I've been coming here for almost 30 years, like twice a year. I'm like, I've been here at least 50, 60 times. I'm like, probably closer to 80. And, you know, I usually avoid it. Sunday night football against the Chiefs, I had a little activation with Tullamore Dew and WFAN. I went there and I hosted that and I left. And I had free parking shots of the guys at Savvy Seats, Chris, Tommy, Joey, and I left. I was like, I could have gone to the game, but I'm like, I don't care for this game. I don't want to be here. I don't want to see Russell Wilson get beat by the Chiefs.
But this is the Dart era. This is Cam Scataboo's era. And there's a different aura around the Giants, man. As I showed up there last night at about 7 o'clock and it's packed, you got to know how to maneuver. You got to go through Secaucus. You got to go through some back streets, boop, boop. And as I parked the car and got out, I'm like, damn, there's so many Kelly Green jerseys. They made this Kelly Green Eagles jersey, and it's got to be the most sold popular one. Number one, number 26, 6, 11. And I'm like, these Eagles fans will not stop spelling out the damn team name every 2-3 minutes. The parking lot has flags set up. It is mobbed, and it's Fly Eagles Fly song and E-A-G. I hate even spelling it out. And there's a chill in the air, and I'm starting to get that feeling of the season's changing. And I'm like, baseball is over. It's football time. We need something here. Can they do it? They're 7.5-point dogs. Malik Nabers is out. They're coming off losing to the Aints. They went down there and turned the ball over so many times. They beat themselves on a short week. Is this a trap game for the Eagles, or are the Eagles just going to steamroll them because they're better? They have better players. They're bigger, stronger, faster, more experienced. No. As I did enter the stadium, there was definitely a different buzz and vibe. Even watching intros, and they've got the light-up wristbands. And, you know, MetLife Stadium can be a lot of fun when the team is good. Like, Giants Stadium can turn up when there's something to turn up about, where the fans aren't mad or upset the first couple drives. Jackson Dart scores on every drive. So as soon as he comes out, and boy, that scramble he had where he hit the little boop-boop on Zach Bond, the all-pro Zach Bond that they tried to put in the same category as Fred Warner. Oh, broke his ankles, skated into the end zone. Jackson, dart, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Shout out to Bob Papa on the call. He houses it with his feet, and I'm like, this boy is cold as hell. He's cold-blooded. If there's a play to be made, he's going to make it. He doesn't quit on plays. He doesn't want negative yardage. He wants completions, or he'll run it. He will do whatever. He's a fighter. He's a winner. He's got swag. He's got moxie. And, man, the Giants got one with this kid. 888-808-1019. And you know what? The Giants won the draft. And I said that on draft night. Getting Abdul Carter, trading back up to get Jackson Dart, who they specifically wanted. And obviously you've got the ties with Ole Miss and Eli, and he wanted to be here as well. But they went and got a kid that played in the SEC, played at USC, played big-time football. And he's got a way about him where New York, the stage isn't too big. We've seen the lights be too big, too bright. The stage be too big for anybody, man, especially a young rookie. And this is not too big of a stage for him. Brian Burns said, Dart, he brings a lot of excitement to the game. He's electric, you know. The amount of focus he has, it's uncommon for a rookie to have that. And you know that kid's going to do a lot of special things in New York. And that's another guy I got to mention. Your unfriendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's got the best celly in the game. He's playing like the defensive player of the year. Jordan Renan put out a tweet that says the Giants' best player this season has been Brian Burns by a wide margin. Currently tied with 7 sacks. First with 9 tackles for loss. Tied first with 21 pressures. Fifth. He's tied with 11 QB hits, tied for 10th, 4% of pressure rate, 3 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, and yes, the best celebration in the game. Something that kids love. Kids love Jackson Dart. People don't know why he's got the eye black. That eye black is Anakin Skywalker. He's like, I don't know, he's got some reason for the one eye. He's got the chain, he's got the drip. You got Spider-Man out there doing the Spider-Man celly, the web slinging, and then the crawl. And then you got Cam Scataboo. Cam Scataboo, everyone's favorite Tasmanian devil. A guy that I literally sat right here during that Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Arizona State versus Texas. I was filling in for Evan and Tiki with Big Mac. And Big Mac is hosting a show, and I don't know what we were talking about. All I kept doing was turning my head and watching the game. I'm looking at formations and plays. I'm like, this kid is their whole offense. Somebody's going to draft this kid and get a dog. And after the game, he said so much. He said, I'm the best running back coming up in this draft. Better than Ashton Jeanty. Better than Amarian Hampton. better than Judkins or Trayvon Henderson. He went out there last night, rushed for over 100 yards, three TDs. And meanwhile, we're thinking that Saquon Barkley is going to come back. And Saquon Barkley dropped a documentary. I'm not going to watch a second of that documentary because it rubs me the wrong way, even the stuff that I got from Twitter about it. Why are you playing victim, bro? Why do you need a documentary on like how it went? The Giants drafted you 2 overall, right? Like, you shouldn't be mad at the Giants. They let you go. They let you get paid. They let you go somewhere where you could rush for 2,000 yards and win a Super Bowl. What do you need to make a documentary about recap? Oh, they didn't let me get traded. You know, I felt some type of... It's corny, bro. It's goofy as hell to me. And then we come into that game, and obviously Saquon gets the ball, and he's ripping off 13 yards, 18 yards. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long night. I remember last time he was in this building with that Eagles jersey on. But then the Giants' defense stopped that. And Jalen Hurts is struggling. And he can't hit a wide-open A.J. Brown. And you're just starting to see stops after stops after stops. And then I'm seeing the tush push live. And I'm like, damn, this tush push is cornier in person. I'm like, what are they doing? False start, false start. I'm like, run a damn play. Get the show on the road. You're going to get beat. I'm checking FanDuel and the Giants are plus money on the money line. Even at halftime, they're plus 120. I'm like, Vegas doesn't believe. But everybody I was with believed. Shout out to Alex Day. Shout out to my guy, John Lopez. Shout out to the good folks at Bonobos. They had a little model influencer suite. And that's how I ended up at the game last night. And also, with the Giants coverage, it completely ate my shift from the pregame, the game call, and postgame. You know, I'm at the game, and people are happy. People are hugging. People are jumping up and down, celebrating. I'm seeing Giants fans rejoicing in a way that they don't really get to do that much in that building, but they have back-to-back times. This is the start of something. This is the start of what you're going to get. Because these kids are only going to get better, and they're only going to build around them. And I know you're dreaming of a trade for a wide receiver. Little Jordan Humphrey, go out there and go get it, boss. Jalen Hyatt, I see you, but you got to reel it in. And looking like Odell out there in the 13. Odell makes that catch in the end zone. And Dart, what a dime, dropped it in. And, you know, you need a little crazy. You need some psychopaths. It's the highest level of competition. And to pull the Giants out of the depths, you need guys like Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart leading the way who will run through a brick wall head first. Where I was sitting, you could see the concussion tent. You could see the blue tent. I had full view on it. If you check my Twitter, I'm like, I saw Cam Scataboo go in there and check on Dart. And get immediately pushed back out. And then Brian Daboll comes. And the next thing you know, Dart comes out. Because Russ comes out and skips a ball across the turf. And everybody's like, boo. Because they said, we want Dart. And they got him. And it makes you think about the first couple games of the season. Yeah, he probably should have started week one. I know we have trepidation. I know we're usually like, hey, let these kids develop. They're more developed than ever. Especially, like I said, Dart played at USC. He played at Ole Miss. He played under Lane Kiffin. And with these quarterbacks now, they go to QB schools. And they're always watching film from a young age. They're more ready than ever to enter the NFL and compete. But no thinking about what could have happened against the Commanders, probably could have beat them. No thinking about what happened against the Cowboys, definitely would have beat them. And probably should have beat the Saints. It's time to look forward. It's time to look at the rest of the season because the Giants will have a season. And I remember saying that they were going to upset some teams. I said, you got to pick which weeks. I wasn't thinking it would be in this stretch here where they have the Eagles. And now they have some extra time to rest, take care of their bodies, and heal up before they go to Mile High and face the Broncos. And then they got to go to Philly and face an Eagles team that I'm sure is going to be pissed off. But it's time to look at this season like, hey, we're not going to win 3 games. Like, we can steal some games. You have a quarterback that makes plays. You have a running back that is running through everybody to the point where these guys are giving up. He's breaking grown men's will. DeMario Davis said he's a badass little kid, and he is, in the postgame with Ryan Fitzpatrick taking his shirt off, screaming and yelling. Like, you need some characters. I said that in the offseason. The Giants finally have some characters on this team. Sexy Dexy hitting his dance. Kayvon laying out his whole uniform after the game saying, F the Eagles. They finally have some swag, and they're starting to develop an identity, and all you can do is look forward. 888-808-1019. There's more to come. It's the NFL. Everybody's got a loss. It's the NFL. We don't know who is who and what is what now. Now, I know some of you are going to call me and say they're going to the Super Bowl. Some of you are going to call and say that they're going to the playoffs. I don't know about all that. But you have a season where you will be excited to go to East Rutherford. You will sit there in traffic like I did after the game and listen to the post game and have a smile on your face. As you look at Eagles fans in their cars driving back down the turnpike, they're mad as hell because they thought for sure they were coming up here to take over the building again and see a win and see Saquon rush for 2 touchdowns and 100 yards. It did not happen. The defense was ready. The offense was ready. And Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo, as these two guys that just got here, they are ready. They were not a part of the losing. And sometimes, you know, ignorance is bliss, and that young just being naive, that like you need that, man. They don't care. They're winners. They've always been winners. And they're trying to change the culture around, and they're ready for it. And that was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I think that was the most fun I had. I in this week, I'm blessed. I got to see one of the best Yankees postseason games I ever saw with Aaron Judge hitting the foul ball home run. And then a couple days later, I think that's the best Giants game I've seen. I've been to Giants games where I'm like it's over at half or it's miserable or the conversation around the stadium sucks and it's like, fire these guys. And this, that was amazing last night, and there's going to be more of that to come because other teams are going to get hurt. Other teams are not going to be competitive. And now you've got some guys to rally around. 888-808-1019. Quick little open here. Let's get to the phones. We got to take a break, but I'm only on to 8:30, and I'm just going to talk Giants. So Giants fans, call me up. If you weren't able to get on all day, call up with your thoughts, your opinions, your takes, how you feel. I felt like the city needed that after the Yankees went out the way they did, and here come the Giants on national television for the world to see. They picked New York City up.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's Radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. 94.7 The Block and our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
Week 6, yeah. I still got 3 picks. Last night I saw Cam scatter through the defense. Went to MetLife, thought Philly would get right. Big Blue saw too much green and hit him with red light. Stop. The quarterback deserves all the headlines, but these Giants don't care what the press writes. Thursday night was their night to earn their pinstripes. South Jersey was out early, burning down the turnpike. Bye. You kidding me? Saquon dropped the documentary? Why? This one's for John. They had to get it on. The only game on. They put the city on. To beat the Eagles at home, they've been waiting too long. The Jets are taking another trip across the pond. Gotta wake up early, 9:30 game is on. But before you hit your eggs and bacon, don't put any bets on the Jets again, Sean Payton. Broncos get another win, then got the Giants waiting. Here comes my last pick, thanks for your time and patience. Monday night odds are the same for the doubleheader. Take the Buffalo B.I. double letters. Jaden Daniels is the one who throws and runs it better. He'll beat Caleb Williams again in inclement weather. Sender.
And just like that, we're back on The Fan. Yeah, that was me. That's my Friday rap section, segment thing, I don't know. If you listen to 94.7 The Block, you might have caught it this afternoon. I always play it so that you can catch it here. Yeah, instead of just reading my picks, I rap the picks over there. So just a fun way to talk sports. Let's get back to talking sports the traditional way. Ken is in Morristown, New Jersey. Ken, you're on The Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
We were at the same baseball games together, the clincher against the Red Sox, and Tuesday night in Section 203 again against the Jays. Both great games.
Yeah, we had a quick little run. There was some fun, but ultimately disappointment finds us once again in Yankee land.
Yep. So I'm calling you because I am throwing away, I am giving up my disappointment for the past 30 years. Who my son reminds me of all the time. And I want you to join me in giving up the Cowboys. And I have converted. I am officially now a Giants fan. And to hear me out, it's not just Dart. I went to the J Fund dinner last year, met a bunch of Giants. It was a great event. I got to know, you know, a friend of mine and Bart Oates and a good guy. And he actually gave me the 86 Lombardi trophy to, you know, share around for a week.
Is your son a Giants fan? Is your son a Giants fan?
No, he's actually a Broncos fan.
Oh, good for him. They won a little bit years ago and they're decent again. Hey, I'm not stopping you. I am an NFL free agent. I'm not hating on the Giants. Like I said, I had a lot of fun over there. I got a lot of friends and family members that are Giants fans, yeah. And my son's name is Jackson. So if Jackson Dart is the quarterback of the Giants for the next 10 to 15 years, and all these kids love him, and my son Jackson says, I want a Jackson Dart jersey. Dad, I want to go to MetLife Stadium and see the Giants. We're going to go do that. I'm not going to stop him from doing that.
There you go. So if it's Cowboys against the Giants, who are you rooting for?
The Giants. I can't root for Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones doesn't even know how to work his fingers anymore. Thanks for the call, Ken. How can you follow someone's lead who showed up to MetLife last week and flipped off fans and then said, oh, I didn't. Come on. They should put Jerry Jones somewhere nice and comfy and get him far away from cameras and the team. And, I've let that go. And if you follow me on The Fan, when I first came in, of course, you know, I grew up a Dallas fan. But I'm grown now. I grew out of it. There's so many little stupid things that I've watched Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys do over the years. It doesn't hit the same. I just don't have any real thoughts or wants or, you know, I haven't been to Jerry World in 10 years, and who cares? This is The Fan in New York. This is the home of the Giants. It definitely doesn't help me any here. So, yeah, I've disconnected from them. I'm an NFL free agent. I'm looking at teams. And from what I saw with the Giants last night, I'm not saying I'm a Giants fan or I'm going that way, but I'll go to that stadium and root for their success because that was a good vibe and definitely gave a lot of people a much-needed lift and boost up that just was unexpected. I don't think anybody expected them to kick the Eagles' ass like that. It's crazy. Vinny in Freehold is with us next. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, Keith, great show. Thanks for having me on. First time on the radio. I've never done this before.
Welcome.
But that being said, thank you. The game last night was amazing. It was my first one in a few years, and I was lucky to be there. and you would have felt like some of the hugs we were giving people would have, it was like we had world peace.
that's what I was saying. I'm like, this is joy. This is pure, like, the way I saw people high-fiving and hugging and even leaving the stadium. I'm like, I can't remember a bigger win over there that I've ever
seen. Me neither. My question was, because I feel like our defense played great. We've got a running back. Jackson seems like, God willing, our quarterback of the future. The wide receiving core, I feel like, has been decent, but with Malik out, do you think there's someone out there that we can go and get this season to try to get us maybe over the hump a little bit, or no?
Yeah, there always is. I think if you win a couple more games, that becomes realistic. I think the trade deadline is the first week of November. So, you know, win another couple games, and then I think Shane and Dable, who both are probably looking right now like their jobs are a little more secure, they can go out there and get you another weapon. Thanks for the call, Vinny. Not to knock who you saw last night. Wandale Robinson made plays. Jalin Hyatt has to come along a little more. Like I said, I really wanted to see him pull in that touchdown dart, dropped it in the bucket perfectly. Lil Jordan Humphrey, 50-50 ball. He goes up and makes that play. The tight ends that you have, Johnson and Bellinger, those guys are threats. And then you got three running backs. So, I mean, it sucks. I know it's got to suck for Giants fans to not have Malik Nabers with this combo of Dart and Scataboo. But he'll be back next year. I like that they did the tribute, you know, dancing and doing Malik celebration, kind of honoring him. But, yeah, I think if there is a wide receiver on another team, and that's another thing that has to happen. Some team's going to lose a few games and sell off pieces. If there's a wide receiver out there, I can't name one. If there's a wide receiver out there to be had, I think they'll make a trade and try and help Dart out. But you know what the thing about Jackson Dart is? He don't need no help. He'll throw it to who's ever open. He'll throw it to whoever's not open. He'll make the play himself. He's like that. Sean is in East Northport on the Fan. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's up, Keith? My first time on the radio as well.
Welcome.
How you doing, man?
Welcome in.
I just called in. I mean, I live in Philadelphia. I'm home for the weekend, but man, let me tell you, dude, it's crazy. Like, living in Philly or surrounded by these delusional Eagles fans.
Worst
like,
night ever for Philly sports.
Yep. You got Kirkering, game four, just blowing it. And then you got the Giants, a beatdown, man. Yes, and the Flyers. Dude, it's just crazy. Like, everyone there is like, oh, we're going to – I work in Philly. I live there. Like, everyone's like, oh, Saquon's going to beat down on you guys. Everyone's going to beat it. But, like, the Giants, they show me some hope, dude. Like, I don't care about the record at the end of the year. I just want to have fun watching these games, you know, man? It's just great.
Right. You want to feel like you're in it still. Thanks for the call, Sean. You want to feel like you're in the game. I'm watching the game. I'm like, does Vegas not think they're going to win? It looked like they were going to win from the opening drive. But it's the Eagles, and like you as a fan, you don't want to feel like the season is over before Halloween. As a fan, you don't want to feel like you're out of games because they got to kick field goals and kick punts. Enough with the New York field goal Giants. That's done. Dart is punching it in. Red zone offense is better. Between him and Cam Scataboo, they're taking care of the ball just a week later, and they're young. They're going to grow and learn. They're going to have bumps in the road, of course. Last week against the Saints was one. But, like, even listening to Dable post-game, so much has shifted and changed. You know, in my rap, I said they had to get it on. This one's for John, right? We heard the news about John Mara. And after the game, Dable took the ball, and he said there's, you know, one tough SOB in here, and he gave the ball to John Mara. Like, they've been through a lot over there. A lot of losing and trying to figure it out. And now it's starting to look like there's light at the end of the tunnel. If you're a fan, that's great. Like, the Eagles are looking like I said, a hangover, turmoil. There's a problem in the locker room. Back-to-back losses for them. They can't figure stuff out. So who's to say you can't go to Philly and beat them in their place? You know, who's to say that next time you see the Commanders or the Cowboys, you can't knock them down? Like, there could be a path to the playoffs if you compete in your division. The Eagles are the kings of the division. Like, now it's time to dream, especially because this Sunday, you'll be able to kick back and relax, watch your fantasy team, put your anytime touchdown bets in, your parlays, and you don't got to sweat out a Giants game. In Nutley, New Jersey, Mike, you're on the Fan next. What's up, man? You got it.
Hey, Pete, pleasure to talk to you, man. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, I was at that game last night, and I was at the 20th row, and there was Eagle fans all around. I know I didn't say a word, but I got to tell you something. Two things that really, really made me smile. One was somewhere around the fourth quarter, I looked next to me. There was
they
an
disappeared.
Eagle fan.
I saw them. And I had a good view of the mass exodus in the fourth quarter, hitting the exits.
The whole row of us in was empty. I started laughing at myself. I said, now I'd like to see some of the troopers on the turnpike start pulling those suckers over. But they were loud. But I got to tell you, the most impressive thing of that game last night was a block made by Scatterbull, where he pushed, I don't know who the dude was, he pushed him about 10 yards into the secondary. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was on the other side of the field. I could see bits of it. But then I seen it on Facebook. I look at this little dude, man. He's unbelievable. I'm telling you, David was praying to God, said, God, save my job. And along came two young guys from Mississippi and the other one from Arizona, and they came to save Gable's butt. And I've been a Giant fan, and I've seen Lawrence Taylor. I've seen guys in the 70s. I've been a Giant fan a long time, but I tell you what, leaving that stadium last night was the greatest feeling I've had in a long, long time, man.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, like what you said about the Eagles fans, we were in the suite at like the 50-yard line, and we were just looking around. And like I said, those Kelly Green jerseys stand out so much in there when everybody else is wearing blue. But, you know, there was a point in the fourth quarter where you're like, they're not coming back. Another one. And then as Scatterbull, as you talk about him blocking guys, and like he had back-to-back weeks, he's got viral moments, right? It was Granderson from the Saints last week. I forget who it was last night that he blocked, and like, it's a defensive end that he's blocking 5, 6, 7 yards down the field, pancaking him. Like, these grown men don't want problems with him because as they're getting tired, he's coming at them like, ugh! Like he's insane. He's a psychopath. You want that psychopath on your side, and you got him. He's a rookie, and he's not going anywhere. And, you know, speaking of going anywhere, like, I could not get enough of why I hate the Eagles. Watching the Eagles fans dip out of there because it was such a contrast from fly Eagles, fly E-A-G before the game, thinking that they run the building, which they have for years now, to just being like, damn, what's going on? We can't throw the ball. We can't run the ball. We can't. Our defense can't get stops. We got a Dory Jackson over there, right? That was another thing. They didn't have Quinyon Mitchell. They didn't have Jalen Carter. I should have known better. I should have loaded up my bets on the Giants. Jose is out on Staten Island with us next. What's up, Jose?
How are you, Keith? How's everything?
Good.
Okay. I called up because, first of all day I've been listening to the fan, and I've been hearing people complain about the push-tush and all this other stuff.
The push-tush.
That should be barred and everything.
The brotherly show.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, and I look at, I don't know how you feel about it, but me, again, it doesn't bother me. It's part of the game because sometimes I see a running back that's trying to get the first yard, and you're going to see four or five defensive linemen pushing them forward, and you see offensive linemen pushing them back. You know, it's the same thing. I heard people say it should be a penalty. What they should do is, if you use the push-tush for a touchdown, they should stop and review and see if anybody's offsides or anything, illegal procedure. Then you can hit them with a penalty if you use the push-tush.
See, that's the thing, Jose. Thanks for the call. I was at the game live and not watching it on TV. And honestly, I don't go to as many games on Sundays because I like to see the TV view and see everything. When you're watching it live, it sucks. It's so slow. It stops the game. So you're telling me because they run this tush push, every time they run it, we got to stop it and review it and make sure nobody went off sides. There was no false start. They're false starting every time. That's how they get a little bit of an edge. Their guards are moving. And it's like, oh, here they go. They're lining up again. They're lining up. It's just like, it's not real football. I don't even know what to call it. It's like a melee. It's like a scrum. It's corny to me. I think they are going to ban it next year. I think after what we've seen this year from the false starts and the movement, and like there was enough of an example where they ran the play four times. Like, they're running again last night. And you know what? The Eagles, that's their most effective play. You saw how ineffective a lot of their other plays were. But I think there's enough of a sample size this year where they're going to vote and the vote will get passed. Like, yo, we don't need this in the game. And people say, oh, if you can't stop it. It's not about not stopping it. It's not real football. It's whack. And like, when you're there live, it's like, all right, we got to wait for them to just inch. Okay, inevitable touchdown. But they cheated. It's a false start. I don't know. I hate it. and I hate the Eagles. And of course, it would be them doing it, and it's their, you know, their push, tush, push, brotherly shove. Kevin is in Mineola with us next. Kevin, you're live. You got it.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Good. Hanging out.
I'm a Jets fan, so I don't have any skin in the game, but it was an exciting game yesterday, and I feel like I got nothing to watch with the Jets, so I'm happy to watch the Giants and root them on. But I got to be honest, when Jackson Dart, he gets knocked out of the game. He's on the field. He's on the ground for like 5 minutes. He goes into the tent for concussion protocol. And the way Daboll was acting, it didn't look like a guy who thought that he was going to be the coach of the Giants for the next 10 years. He looked like a guy who, like, saw his career
urgency
flash before his eyes. Yeah, he couldn't wait to get him out of that tent. And I don't know, kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It didn't look like a guy who's trying to protect
his seat is hot. His seat has been hot for 2 years. He is coaching for his life, beating the Eagles in that building and having one of the biggest wins of your coaching career on the line. There's a lot of frantic, high energy. He apologized, and I listened to him in the post game. He said he wanted to go for it. And like, if you saw, like we all saw Russell Wilson come in the game, it was like such a stark contrast. Like, I get it. Emotions are running. Like, there's a lot of testosterone on the sideline, a lot of, compete in those guys. I understand it. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I know it's not right, but these are warriors. And there's a line between the warriors and the doctors and the medical staff. And they have a job to do. But like I said, I had a clear view on it. I have videos on my phone. I put them on Twitter. I was watching that whole thing. I don't know what the protocol is. Like, how many fingers do I have up? Two. No, this is three. I don't know if it's like that. Are you seeing spots? What color is this on this card? I don't know what they do. Follow my finger with your eyes. I don't know exactly what they do. But like, not every time someone goes in there, are they concussed? He did clear the concussion protocol. He apologized last night. And the Giants put out a statement today. You know? I don't need to read the statement for you, but I feel like they addressed it. And I honestly feel like that win and the win against the Chargers, you beat an undefeated Chargers team, Jackson Dart's first start, where Brian Daboll said, it's my decision. I'm making the change. We're going with Jackson Dart. And I was saying, it's not your decision. There's pressure. No, it is his decision. He's coaching for his life. He's not going to get another opportunity to be a head coach anywhere else. This is the New York Football Giants. This market, this fan base, to be the guy leading the, like, it's life and death. It's like, it's literally like, it's that serious. Like, in the moment. And you need your quarterback. And like, even after the game, he said, my quarterback, our quarterback. No, that is your quarterback. You drafted one quarterback in your time here. You watched all of his tape at Ole Miss. You traded up to get him. And you're the one developing him. And you're the one that decided to start him. A lot of us were thinking, this is a gauntlet. Maybe start him after you face the Eagles twice. Brian Daboll's the one that said, no. There's no soft landing spot. We're going to face the Chargers in our building. We don't need the fans booing us in there. We don't need the fans chanting for the backup in there. You want him, you got him. So when he goes down, and I know, I played a little bit of peewee football, a little bit of high school football, and played at two Division I colleges. Like, when somebody goes out that's needed and the backup is in, like, it's like, yo, what's the deal? They don't know. The doctors aren't on the headsets to say, hey, it'll be another 5 minutes. It's a game that can flip. It's a game that can change on the drop of a dime. So, like, I'm not trying to defend him because I understand. And, like, the other side of the coin is, like, Jackson Dart, he's been in the tent a couple times now. Not for nothing. You saw the play where he ran to get the first down and he launched himself head first. And I saw some corny Eagles fans like, that's unnecessary roughness. He may get fined. He may get fined for, you know, using his helmet like that. But this is football, man. It is modern day gladiator, and you need your gladiators.
Let's be real. Daboll didn't want Russell Wilson in the game.
Immediate response.
Daboll, it's clear. Daboll didn't care if Jackson Dart was concussed or not. He didn't care. He didn't want Russell Wilson throwing one ball and he knew.
Well, I need an answer. Is he concussed? Is he out? Or can he go? If he can go, as soon as he can go, send him. We're in the middle
right.
of a game.
The issue is he shouldn't have been anywhere near the 10, which is, I think, why the NFL is investigating it. Right?
I know.
Because there's got to be a clear line of demarcation. You're a coach. You're not a doctor.
I don't know if I would be able to control myself.
And by the way, shouldn't he be focusing on the plays in the
he
game?
He is focusing on the play. He wants to call a play for Dart, not Russ.
Dart is getting checked because his
brain
got
him out. Even, like, I saw Cam Scadaboo walk in there, like, there's more of an issue for another player to go into the tank.
I think this will be a learning experience for all teams, actually. I think this is going to be a bigger deal than most people think.
Yeah, because the NFL is now looking into it.
You can't have players and coaches trying to convince doctors to let the players go back
in. I don't think it's a convincing thing. It's an urgency thing. The game hangs in the balance. We need to win. This is our starting quarterback that makes all the plays and all of the difference. Is he ready to go or is he not? I need to know that so I know whether we're going for it on fourth down, what kind of plays I got to call. Is Russ going to just hand the ball to Scadaboo?
Sure, that I agree with. But he's got to look. There's patience with these. These
no,
tests take time.
No, there ain't no patience, bro.
These tests take time. And this is not why Brian Daboll probably isn't long for this job.
Not Thursday night football. The whole world watching. The Giants don't win primetime games. You do everything you can to win that game. Urgency is needed. Now, I understand there's a line, but like, I don't know. Me, myself, if I was coaching that team and I saw what Jackson Dart's ability does to change that offense and that whole team.
No one's doubting that.
I'm going to get the kid, bro.
Obviously, Jackson Dart is like light years better. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be, you know, a top 10 quarterback, but right now he's light years better than Russell Wilson. But you also have to appreciate that you don't want his brain turning into, you know, Troy Aikman's brain.
Nah, we worry about that down the line. That's not like, and that's another thing. And a lot of people are talking about CTE with Cam Scadaboo. And shout out to everybody listening that played football or played at a high level. Like, you accept that risk. You put that helmet on and you buckle that chin strap knowing that we've seen people like Damar Hamlin. We've seen people like Kevin Everett. We've seen people like it's a huge risk, but you enter at your own risk. And it's like those guys are not thinking like that.
The trade-off is you're a millionaire, and you're risking your life.
These guys don't care about the money. They want to win. That's the thing. They want to compete and win.
They all want their money.
The trade-off is the money, but the money can't fix your brain. They will put their heads and brains on the line to be winners, to possibly be champions, to restore the Giants' pride. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. I will be done probably like 8:25. This show only goes to 8:30. We will continue to talk about the Giants. I see there are some Yankee fans on the line, Cowboys fan, maybe Eagles. I don't know. There's a bunch of things percolating out there, you know, on hold. So Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We will be right back. I'll be stepping out a little bit after this. Got some friends in town. I don't even know where to go anymore, what to do anymore. I'm cooked. I'm washed. I'm a whole dad, and I work nights now for 4 years. So, like, I don't go out at night. If I go out at night, I go to the Giant game on a Thursday or, you know, a Yankee game on the weekend. I don't even know where to take my friends in town, but we'll figure it out. 888-808-1019. A couple more things on the Giants. Like that Cordell Flott interception return. Yeah, that was definitely mass exodus of Philadelphia fans and South Jersey people too. And people that live around here. Don't get it twisted. A lot of those Eagles fans, they live in North Jersey. They live in New York. You see them at the grocery store. You see them around with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. They wear their stuff proudly. Andrew Thomas being back. How about that Giants O-line? Cam Scadaboo and Jermaine Illuminor kind of tweeting that out. And yeah, I mean, when you get a guy to run the ball like that, there's some holes opening up and boom, 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 boom. Here comes crazy Cam Scadaboo. How about that Giants defensive line, who everybody thought going into the season was going to be their dominant or most impressive unit? You can argue that it is. Like I said, Brian Burns is playing like Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Defensive Player of the Year. Young Abdul Carter is making his presence felt. All of a sudden, Kayvon Thibodeau, right? You're looking at Kayvon like, hey, we see you, bro. We see you making plays, putting pressure on the quarterback. It's coming together. Bobby Okereke stays on the field, makes a bunch of tackles. The Giants have some different characters. They have some different guys. Paulson Adebo. There were points in the game where I'm like, yo, he's on A.J. Brown, he's covering them well. You know, Tyler Newbin, Javon Holland, like they're secondary. They have some different players, some young guys, some guys that they're competing. They're tired of losing, and I think that's going to bode well for the rest of the season if they can keep as many guys healthy and maybe even trade for a couple players. in Eatontown, New Jersey. Kyle, you're next on the Fan.
What's up, my man? How we doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Still a little bitter about our Yanks, but what are you going to do? You know, another season.
Yeah, it's going to go on for months until we get to winter meetings and maybe add. But I'm not, you know, I'm not optimistic about what they're going to add. I don't really care. It's over. It's another failure, and yeah, we'll get excited for pitchers and catchers again when it's time.
Yeah, yes, sir. So my I'm looking at the game last night. I'm looking at the last couple weeks of the NFL. It just seems like everything's week to week to me, man. I don't know if a team's really stood out as one of the supreme teams. You know, look, the Giants. Like, if you look at their next five games, they're going to be underdogs the rest of the way. Like, they could very well be 2-9 in no time. You know, they don't necessarily have the easiest schedule here coming up, but it just looked like the Eagles when they play bad. They just look like they don't even want to be out there, man. Hurts, it works for him sometimes, but his body language, and I could see how his teammates could be frustrated with that.
There's some clear issues with these guys. They have some injuries. They have a different offensive coordinator. There's definitely a bit of a Super Bowl hangover and some turmoil inside. Thanks for the call, Kyle. I'll go from here on that. I like where we're at in the NFL. Like I said, nobody's undefeated. The Cowboys have a tie. The Packers have a tie. We'll see what happens this week. If you like to gamble, take some shots. Why can't the Panthers beat the Dallas Cowboys this weekend? And, you know, to say that the Giants could be 2-9, okay, who would be surprised by that? They have the toughest strength of schedule in the league. They're depending on rookies, but let's just look at it like this.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Since Jackson Dart started, they should be 3-0. You feel me? They beat the Chargers. If they didn't turn the ball over five straight possessions, they would have beat the Saints, and they just beat the Eagles. So just take that small sample size and apply that to the New York Football Giants. I got about 20, 30 minutes left. Let's take this break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be back again. Wrapping things up here in the next 20 minutes. If you'd like to speak with me, Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. They're re-showing the Giants game from last night on NFL Network. If you're looking for something to watch on TV and you want to just relive that, and just kicked off. And yeah, I'm, you know, talking through it myself and giving you my perspective and point of view as someone who went to the game as a, you know, independent observer, neutral, obviously hating the Eagles, but like, you know, I had bets on the Eagles, and once I got into the flow of the game, I was not rooting for the Eagles or my bets to hit because I could see how much the Giants playing well, moving the ball, scoring touchdowns, playing defense, stopping Saquon, like that was giving people a lot of joy. So the Giants got to build on that. Hopefully the Jets can shock the world against Sean Payton and the Broncos, and that would help the Giants, right? Jets, go beat up the Broncos a bit before the Broncos host the Giants out in Mile High. But yeah, baseball is over here. And for the, you know, people calling to talk Yankees on hold, I'll get to you. We'll get it in before I leave. But we need this. And I know the Knicks are about to start. Hockey has started. Our three hockey teams are underway. But, you know, we're waiting on the Brooklyn Nets are out in China. And we're waiting on puck and hoops to really get going. But, man, football is king. The NFL is king. And I already spoke on this market and how much we need the Giants to continue to be competitive. And for Giants football to be able to beat some of these teams and not just be a doormat. And I think they can do it. Looking forward to watching. Evan is in Sparta with us on the Fan next. What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Hanging out, man. Wrapping things up soon, though.
Big Giants fan. It's actually really exciting to finally be looking forward to Sundays and watching this team. But I got to be honest, I'm a little bit worried about the defense. We have elite weapons. Was really excited as a Penn State fan that Abdul Carter went to the Giants. But I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like we're really getting to the quarterback as much as I would have expected. We're giving up a lot of short and medium passes pretty easy. I think Kurtz went 11 for 12 to start off the game. I don't know, man. What do you think about Shane Bowen? Is he the right guy? Just seems like basic schemes.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Evan. I actually was talking to someone about this last night, and that, like, I don't know, like if Wink Martindale was still here, he'd do more with these guys. His philosophy is different, but like Shane Bowen was a guy I was saying that should have been fired last year, but now he's good, right? Like I've already talked about their secondary and their front line, their defensive line. Shane Bowen, he's held their opponents in these last couple weeks. I thought the Eagles were coming in there and definitely scoring 30. I thought this was going to be a get-right spot, and it wasn't. So Shane Bowen isn't really somebody that I'm taking a, you know, aim at right now. But if things go south this season, I do think that Brian Daboll is safe and they may look to change the defensive coordinator. They may look to move on from him. There's a lot more to go. There's a lot more to be seen, though. But I think Shane Bowen is fine for now. It's about the guys. It's about the players getting it done. And sure, you want more sacks. But like I said, you got Brian Burns, who is looking like the defensive player of the year in this offense, in this system. He's got a bunch of sacks. And they've got pressures. And I know people don't look at pressures as like a real like thing, but like pressures do cause interceptions, incompletions, you know, failed drives. So I think the Giants defense is doing enough. And then also, like, the offense is helping the defense be able to catch their breath, putting drives together, holding the ball, killing the clock, having time of possession. The two things work hand in hand. They go together. You need the offense to give the defense a break. You need the offense to be able to kind of, you know, spell them. So we'll see. You know, when you look at this Giants team and the strength of schedule now, it just seems like more formidable. It just seems like, okay, maybe they do have a shot instead of just being like loss, loss, loss. Like, we don't know. I went into that game last night thinking that they didn't have a shot. And after seeing what I saw last night, I'm like, we don't know how this is going to go the rest of the way. They got the Broncos and then the Eagles again. But I already mentioned them competing in the NFC East. Who's the almighty team in the NFC East? Not the Eagles. Not the Cowboys, the Commanders. They just got Jaden Daniels back. Let's see what they do. That game's going to be on Monday Night Football. But no, I just think that this quarterback, this running back, they have, you know, put new life into the team. They have put new life into the New York Football Giants, and I think it's going to carry them through the rest of the season, where even if you don't have a shiny record, even if you don't make the playoffs, you're going to be excited to see the plays that this kid makes. You're going to be excited to see Cam Scataboo run guys over, block guys. You're going to be excited to watch your team play, and you'll feel good about wearing Giants gear and going to the stadium, and like that is all a part of the business. And now, speaking of business, you know, the Yankees' business ended. They got 5 home games, and the way that last game ended was embarrassing. A bullpen game to eliminate you in your building is shameful. It's pitiful. It's not acceptable at all, especially a bullpen that you rocked, that you hit, that you saw. For them to go quiet like they did, it's embarrassing. But we were in the suite last night, and they had the TV on, and some of the Eagles fans that were there are also Phillies fans. And for that game to end the way that it ended, we always talk about pitchers fielding their position. We always talk about, you know, these heightened moments, the lights being too bright, the postseason. And Kettering firing that ball past JT Realmuto, and he's pointing to go to first, for them to be walked off like that. And, of course, the Dodgers are back in the championship series. I will say it did kind of make me feel a little bit better about the embarrassment of the Yankees, right? The Yankees end up losing to the team that they lost the division to, a team that owned them all year. And yeah, they got shut down in their own building. But could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, I don't know, Devin Williams or David Bednar doing that? Like, that's, you don't live that down. You know, that goes down like a Bill Buckner moment. That goes down as like an all-time mistake. And I don't know, man, the Phillies, a lot of people compare the Phillies to the Yankees. There's stars over there. They have a high payroll. They're expected to win, and they find a way to come up short and fail. They went to the World Series a couple years ago and lost too. So, I mean, a tough night for Philly. But for me, seeing the Phillies fail like that and be eliminated like that, right? They're the next team to be eliminated. We're waiting on the other ones. I kind of just was like, okay, the Yankees aren't the talking point anymore. The Yankee season is starting to fade some. And now Yankee fans are all, you know, doing what they do. They're GMing. They are, you know, planning for this next season to come. And hey, don't get your hopes up. That's a quick way to be disappointed. Don't start, you know, wishing for Kyle Tucker or whomever to come back, or Belly, or I don't know, man. We'll see what they do. We will see what they do. Tony's in North Bergen as we shift to a couple Yankee calls. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith. Hope you're having a great Friday.
I am. Thanks for calling.
Calling in the GM a little bit, like you just said. You know, tough week for Bill Barton, but I'm calling in to see what's the future for Anthony Volpe. 1-for-15 in the ALDS. Next year, what is he, a platoon player? I think he's just a guy who needs a change of scenery. You know, what do you think his future is with the Yankees?
Well, I got to start with the fact that the Yankees want him to figure it out. They want it to work. They drafted him. They developed him. He's a local guy. He's homegrown. Like, you could see that with how they literally went down with the sinking ship, letting him bat in that last game. That last, like, he had 11 strikeouts. I think he was like 0-for-15. He was terrible in the deciding series, the series that ended your season. Now, I think Jose Caballero will be here. I also know there's a lot of fans talking about Jordan Lombard Jr. I don't think Lombard Jr. will be ready for the major league level in 2026, but I could see a competition between those three. And I also could see them bringing somebody else in if they want Caballero to be more of a utility guy, or, you know, maybe they find some veteran shortstop to bring in on a one-year cheap deal to try and push him or be insurance. But nah, it sucks. Like, the season that Volpe just put together, when they go to arbitration, it's going to be bad. It's like they're like, he led the American League in errors, the amount of strikeouts that he had. I don't know, man. It's not a good spot for a guy that we had so much hope in, that we really wanted to see become something. And it's a perplexing Pegasus, because I know the Yankees want it to work, and they're stubborn in that. They're stubborn in wanting it to work. He's going to get another opportunity, but we as fans, I know people are already demanding it. They're like, we need better. That's a hole in the lineup. Still there?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the other night you called him the Gen Z Yankees. I think he's the epitome of that. Mediocrity at its finest, and
I just think Hal's letting it go on, and I think he's really the root of the problem.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tony. I've called them the Gen Z Yankees and the Country Club and Participation Trophy Yankees, where I just don't get it. Like, it's supposed to be a meritocracy. The best players play and nothing else. It's the New York Yankees. It's the highest level of competition. They're supposed to be the mecca of baseball. There's supposed to be no other reason that you're getting opportunities besides you being the best man for that opportunity. There's just too much riding on it. I felt that same way with them pitching like Devin Williams over and over again. I'm like this season is going to come back to like, and it did. It did, because things could go differently if they won one more game. How many games did they blow with Devin Williams? 9 from my count. If you got one of those games back, it changes your fate. They let Anthony Volpe play so many games hurt. Let's not leave that out. He had a partially torn labrum. I don't know why they hid that until the very end and got him some rest. And then he got going, but he got going and he reverted right back because, you know what? He needed rest again. He had to play every single day and he reverted back to his struggles. Some of his swings were terrible. Some of his at-bats were non-competitive strikeouts. It's just like, well, damn, in that Blue Jays series. And yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys. I just think that the Yankees have a way of doing things and they don't have to answer to anybody. You guys can call the fan. You can write on Twitter. You guys can do your podcasts and do your YouTube shows and complain. And what's going to change? Brian Cashman's going to build up the team the way that he sees. And I hope that he sees the error in his ways. I hope he sees a lot of the flaws in the roster construction. I hope he sees, you know, what's going on in baseball. Look at the Blue Jays and try and get some more contact hitters and get some more dogs too, because the Yankees are getting mocked right now. The Yankees are a laughing stock right now. Like, I can't even open my phone without looking at any of my social media and getting roasted, trolled. It comes with the territory when so much of your personality and who you are publicly is a Yankee fan. But it's like, damn, like, I look at the Yankees as pride, passion, pinstripes, excellence, a standard, winning, championships, you know, the best. And they're looking at us like, you guys are delusional. Down in Ocean Township, Matt, you're on the fan.
Keith, what's going on, my man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm still sad about the Yankees, obviously. My question for you really is, you know, obviously Aaron Boone can't control how his players play, but he can't control who he puts in. Like, yeah, you're just saying, they keep on giving Anthony Volpe, a guy who made 5 million freaking errors this whole season, and then continuously putting in Devin Williams in situations he should not be in just to try and build his confidence up. So, obviously, a lot of people like myself want Boone fired. Would that help? Who the hell knows? But in the situation where they do fire Boone, I feel like the front office is still going to want to find a replacement that's going to be the yes man that Boone is. Because I just feel like all season, Boone does whatever the hell Cashman and Hal want. So if they do come to a situation where they bring somebody else in, I don't know what they would do.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I mean, I just had to let you go. There's a little bit of feedback, and we've done this. We've talked in circles about this. You know, there's somebody I muted on Twitter because I guess I had a clip that WFAM put out where I had to pause the funeral the other night. Because we had, I think, Derek in San Francisco call up and say, like, you know, they were going through it, him and his son, the pain of the season ending and how it ended. And he's like, you know, I made my son a Yankee fan. And if your son is, I don't know, 11 years old, what has he seen? Just disappointment and disappointment and disappointment every year. And he says, Keith, are we cursed? And then I had to be like, wait. You want to talk about cursed? Like, the Met fan can call the fan and talk about a curse. It's 40 years. They sign Juan Soto after being 2 games away from the World Series, and they add him to a team with a $340 million payroll, $500 million when you factor in the cost of the Cohen tax. Like, that much money to not even qualify? To the fact that the Cincinnati Reds are in your spot? And it's funny to see some of the Met fans talk about, oh, you only played a handful of games more than the Yankees. You didn't get in. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's a curse. That's 40 years of something that's just like a cosmic energy. You can't even make the postseason back-to-back years. That's something that you call up and say, hey, is there a curse? Is there a hex on us? The Yankees are not cursed. The Yankees compete every year. The Yankees give you an opportunity to go to the postseason. I go to postseason games every year. And we think we have a chance to win every single year. We think we're the best team in the American League every year. Now, what the Yankees' issue is like I was saying before, they die hard on their own trades, contracts, roster construction, principles, things that they want to do that nobody else does, and they just will ride it till the wheels fall off. So when you talk about Aaron Boone, Aaron Boone is in lockstep, and take Hal out of it. It's Brian Cashman. Hal's the owner, and sure, he okays money things, and I'm sure he's got to feel some type of way after $320 million was spent for a trip to the ALDS and another embarrassment on the grass at Yankee Stadium, another team celebrating in Yankee Stadium, mocking us in our building. But it's Cashman's team. It's Cashman's organization. It's how Cashman sees fit to fill out the roster or not. Or at the trade deadline, try to cram and add pieces. And when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And there's a lot of people now, and I think Brian Cashman is a Hall of Fame GM, but there is a lot of people now talking about, okay, it's been a long time of it just being Brian Cashman's show, not inheriting Stick Michael's team, Watson's team, the dynasty, those other guys. 2009, they don't even want to give him credit for because they feel like that team was just money and bought. And like, what championship has he produced with his ideology, Michael Fishman's analytics, and their process and the way they do things? They are playing the clip of Brian Cashman right now talking to Joel Sherman in Arizona at the GM meetings 2 years ago, where he's talking about Volpe just getting his sea legs, and what are you going to do when Volpe crushes it offensively? We're waiting. And Aaron Boone is the guy that was hand-selected to guide these Gen Z Yankees, these modern-day Yankees, these participation trophy Yankees that live off the Yankees of the past. They haven't won anything. But they go city to city, and they're the Beatles. You know? There's nobody else. They just signed an extension with him after losing the World Series. And then losing in the DS. He's got 2 more years. And that 2 years coincides with, Gerrit Cole getting up to 37 years old, Judge getting to 35 years old, Stanton being 37 years old, and those guys being literally old where the window closes for all of that talent and not winning a championship. They got a 2-year window here, and you know what? Baseball is probably going to lock out. So we'll see how that goes. Flip is out on Long Island on the Fan. What's up, Flip?
Hey, Keith, I didn't listen to the full monologue, but did you mention about bringing in the youngster in the seventh and how there's no way he should have been brought in, which was bizarre with all that pressure they were
bringing in Dominguez?
No. I can't pronounce his last name, but they let him come out for the seventh inning.
Oh, running Cam Schlittler back out there?
Yeah, like, did you think that was a good move or no? I thought that was awful.
Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. He had a runner on, you know, every inning. I'm thinking back at the time, we were just like, you know, I didn't want them pitching to Vladdy, but at the time, it's like, you didn't want to go to the bullpen because you used those guys the day before, and then ultimately, he gets in some trouble, Devin Williams ends up giving it up, and they didn't hit, you know, they did not score enough runs. Like, against a bullpen in your building with your life on the line, you had one Ryan McMahon solo shot, you had 2 hits for the most part until, Med Rosario and Dominguez.
On that point, because I wanted to ask you about that too. So I get it. Baseball's a little different, right? You have, basketball's a game of chemistry flow, right? You play all year together. I feel like baseball, the meshing of players and how they hit together and how they get through a lineup. I feel like there is more to that than just, hey, it's baseball.
And that's why they kept the same lineup. They went down with the sinking ship. They let Trent Grisham have the most at bats.
It wasn't like they were hitting great. It wasn't like there was any sort of, they had one good game. Beyond that, they weren't feeding off each other. They weren't.
No, they were pressing. Thanks for the call, Flip. I mean, obviously Judge had his best postseason, but Jazz Chisholm, Cody Bellinger, guys that you thought were going to be productive in the postseason, you thought this would be a deeper lineup. Ben Rice wasn't there. And then you get to the bottom of the order, Wells and Volpe, after the Red Sox series, automatic outs, and had some miserable at-bats. Some pop-ups, some strikeouts that you're going to remember for a long time. Jimmy and Dix Hills is on before we get out of here. And King George, I'm coming to you next.
Hey, great show. A couple of things on the Giants last night. One positive, I couldn't believe the touch that the kid had on the ball. I was shocked. I mean, I'm a huge Giant fan, but the way he was placing those balls, even on the drops, they were like,
yeah,
perfect.
He's cold as hell. He's got a slow heartbeat. Like,
I know.
I played a little quarterback. To see this kid play on the national stage, like he was on. Like, it's just like he blacks out when he's out there. He's a competitor.
I love it. But two things that I really had a problem with. One was, Giants were up 10, the beginning of the fourth quarter. The kid's in the concussion protocol, and Dable goes to a no running backs. Like, what are you doing? Like, this game, like, of course we want to win, but this is our future. Like, he's, and then Dable runs into the
tent. What future does he have if he loses that game, you know?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I did already go over the, you know, Dable going to the tent thing. King George from the Bronx, live long and prosper. You got like 30 seconds.
Okay, well, you didn't take my phone number.
Okay, we will do that tonight.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll talk to you later.
All right. King George, stay on hold. Paulie will take your number down. We are trying to set up me, King George, and Big Zoo getting lunch at Cats. We'll live stream the whole thing. Hey, thanks for listening to my quick little show. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. Enjoy the football. The Jets will be on early, you know, out in London at 9:30 on Sunday. Giants fans can kick back and relax and don't have to worry about any of that. Coming up next is Rutgers football. I believe the Knights are taking on Washington, right? Yeah, that's why we got this game. They're out west, so enjoy that. I'll be back on Monday. Have a good night. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.